It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We'll turn our attention here to Tee It Up, where you guys, I just went on my rant. You get to go on yours. And I actually haven't looked at our rundown to see what you had, so I will be surprised. Who wants to go first?
Mo.
Mo gets
you've
to
been,
go
you've
first.
You've been volunteered. Sure.
All right, Mo.
Let's go,
Mo.
Alrighty.
Tee It Up.
All right, well, Isaiah Thomas the other day said in their 114-91 loss to the Cavaliers that it was just another game. So as Thomas said before, I think the Celtics are really losing the chip on their shoulder that they did before. If they continue, you know, this mindset, I think they're going to do pretty poorly during the playoffs. What do you think, Thomas?
I mean, I said it before, yeah, the Boston Celtics are losing that chip on their shoulder. If they really want a shot at the Cleveland Cavaliers, you got to start stepping your game up.
Okay. I think you guys just contradicted yourself a little bit. So when we were talking back in the NBA segment about the Cleveland Cavaliers, you guys didn't think it was a big deal at all, not even a little bit, that Cleveland had just lost to a Hawks team that had benched four of their starters. Now, the Hawks are the number six team in the Eastern Conference. Excuse me, the five team. They haven't even clinched a playoff spot yet. So you're telling me that it's not a big deal, but it's a big deal that the Celtics at the number two spot, just a game behind Cleveland, that they need to play a chip on their shoulder. They've lost two straight, but Cleveland...
Which team won the championship?
Sitting back,
hey, Isaiah Joe, Thomas isn't LeBron James.
Cleveland is 5-5 in their last 10 games.
Which team won the championship last year?
So you're telling me that you can live off of a Cleveland championship, so Cleveland can
benefit.
Sit back
who's the
and
best
put
player
their
in the NBA?
Feet up. And do that.
Who's the best player in the NBA?
But does it really matter
right,
that much?
You are right. LeBron
so
James has been
much.
Here before. He has that leeway to,
so they
to do
can
that.
Just
Thomas
record.
Doesn't.
So
does
you
that
think count
that
for anything?
I'm just asking.
Record, does that count for anything? Does your history count for anything?
I guess it does. But so the Celtics, who have never been in that position, you think that it makes that much of a difference?
Well, they've
absolutely.
Never done it before.
You just said it. They've never been in that position.
Cleveland doesn't need to play on a chip on their shoulder, but Boston does.
Nope.
Well, Cleveland's obviously got to step their game up. They've obviously got to start revving the engines a little more, obviously, a bit.
Yeah. I think that you hold Boston to that standard, and you need to hold Cleveland to it just a little bit.
Well, yeah, if you want to dethrone the champions, though. If you want to dethrone the champions, you got to have that chip on their shoulder. And Boston Celtics haven't done that.
Chris, your thoughts?
I don't know. I think I have
to
go with Mo on this one.
You better know.
I have to go with Mo on this one. I mean, yeah. I think that they need to get their fire back if they want to do anything. But in the same way, the Cavs are sitting at a pretty good area right now. Like, it's a little wishy-washy, but when you're the Cavs, you can kind of take a slack down on a game. Because when it comes to postseason, Cavs always cut it on. They never fail to cut it on. But when you're the Celtics and you're playing like you're playing now, and there's no potential of fire ever being re-sparked, I mean, you need to do something here.
All right. Well, Mo, that was good. I think you got... So I disagree with him. What do you think?
I agree with Mo.
You agree.
Thank you.
So everybody's against me today. That's okay. So we'll move on. Thomas, what do you got today?
I want to talk about the Masters. Right
All
now.
Right, talk about the Masters.
I know you guys
have been watching the Masters?
I've been watching a little bit in class.
I've been watching sports in general.
I grew up with golf with my grandfather.
Okay. So you'll get this a little bit. I know you guys probably don't watch too much golf. But I want to slow down. The Masters, man. I don't know what it is. But without Tiger Woods, they've lost that luster, right? They've lost the luster a little bit. They're not getting that draw that you really get. First of all, I want to start with the weather. Now, the weather has been a huge impact in this. It's been super windy the first 2 days. The play has dropped off, obviously. There's only, what, 6 to 8 players that are under par right now after 2 days. That's not helping the cause, first of all. And you need a backup plan if the weather really becomes a problem. For the Masters to not have a backup plan, that seems a little bit odd to me. But then you look at the leaderboard. Now you look at the leaderboard for the Masters
here.
Joe, you ever heard this name? Thomas Peters. You ever heard him?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, I didn't think so. He's never finished in the top 10 in any master in any major program in golf. You ever heard of Charlie Hoffman?
Yes.
What from? What
the
is
2017 Masters.
Okay, all right. There you go. You ever heard of William McGirt?
No.
All right, I didn't think so. Did you ever hear of John Rahm?
Like a Dodge Ram?
Yeah, I didn't think so. You ever heard of Ryan Moore?
No.
Yeah, those are some of the guys that are at the top of the leaderboard right now. Does that get you excited for golf? Does that get you excited for golf? If golf wants to be exciting, you got to have the... Yes, Ricky Fowler is at the top of the leaderboard with them as well. And that's a name we've all heard of. You've got Jordan Spieth a little down there, Phil Mickelson down there. But without stars, golf is going to hurt. We've seen the ratings drop without Tiger Woods. Golf, you better pick up your game. You need a star. I consider myself a casual golf fan. I'll watch all the majors. I watch a little bit of golf here and there.
This is a David Scoggins teed up right here.
But I know my stuff decently well for golf. I know you were watching as well. I need some excitement. I need something exciting here.
You
got two more days.
You don't have that Woods-Mickelson rivalry that was at every professional championship.
I thought we were
going to
get it with McIlroy and Spieth.
Yeah.
I don't know where those guys are right now.
They're not doing too... I mean, for Ricky Fowler to be pulling... What? He's tied for first, right? There's a four-way tie for first right now.
Yeah.
And for Ricky to be there and not Spieth or McIlroy or Mickelson, and you have a whole bunch of no-names...
It's saying something when Fred Couples... is only three shots off the lead. And this guy's, what, 56 years old?
Yeah.
That's saying something.
Hold on. Thomas, you're talking about the weather. Hold on. Hey, we're going to get God on the phone. Let's see if God picks up. Hey, God, can you change the weather of the Masters, please? We don't have a backup plan. Come on. It's the Matt. Golf is an outside sport. That's what you get, man. How are you going to argue with the weather? I mean, hold it on a different weekend? I don't know. But how long has the Masters been being played?
100 years?
Yes. Have they ever had a problem with the weather, with the wind?
They have
probably.
Yeah, they always have problems with
it
weather.
It happens.
On and off.
It happens. I mean, I understand it's
a
problem.
It affects the ratings.
But,
it affects the play
goodness.
Of the...
This is an argument. Don't even get me started on this. You know how I feel about this.
Sports is entertainment.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Sports is sports.
Entertainment.
No.
Sports
no.
Entertainment. What does ESPN stand for?
Yeah, I know. And
entertainment sports.
Goodness. Because they also cover entertainment. And I think that's also a little bit, I think, maybe of an outdated title, if you want to call it that. And sports is entertaining, but sports isn't entertainment. Entertainment is sports.
I wouldn't put sports on the same level as, like, the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
What's the purpose of sports?
To entertain
entertainment.
People.
No, it's to
that's
compete.
Why they were...
It's to compete. I don't think... Who's really concerned about the ratings of the Masters? That's another
like
thing.
Golf.
I've said this before, that if you were to play the Masters... And who's there? The people that really want to see it are there. If you were to play the Masters not televised, people would still watch it and they'd still make money. People are still very concerned about how the Masters are being played. People still follow that. You follow it. So I don't necessarily... You want a halftime show, Thomas? You want Lil Wayne to come perform at the Masters?
Not at all. I just want there actually to be a superstar in golf. I want somebody to start...
Goodness.
Winning.
Well,
I want somebody at the
golf,
top of the...
But
of,
don't you like a competition that could be anyone's
not
game?
Not when I don't know the names. I have never
well,
heard of Thomas
Peters. Learn the names! Learn the names!
Well, then that eliminates every casual golf fan ever.
Sorry!
Ever
watch
this.
You know what I don't like? I don't like casual sports fans.
I
want
to watch the Masters.
I am sometimes. I'm trying not to be.
And Joseph Fentz right here. When Tiger came onto the scene, how many people knew who Tiger Woods was?
There you go.
Until he got into a position, won a championship, and put his name out there, and then he...
But we
had
that's how
there.
You do
in
it
in a while. That's
how
what
you
I'm
do
saying.
It.
But who knows? One of these no names, Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah,
Charlie Hoffman's 40. Charlie Hoffman's 40.
Sure. He's 40.
Well, next year
he's a little older than Tiger Woods.
Next year
right
he'll be 41, and the year after that he'll be 42.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna go win four majors.
And the year after that'll be
43.
Hey, I mean, we have a 56-year-old on the leaderboard right now, so anything can happen.
I'm just saying, golf wants the casual fans watching again. They want all those guys to start tuning in more, and the way to do that is to have a superstar.
Well, you can't create that, though. You can't create that. That just happens. So I understand your concern for a need for a golf superstar, but I don't know who you're asking for a golf superstar.
Yeah,
because you can't ask anybody.
This isn't like the golf universe.
The golf universe. You can go draft a superstar from college. There we are.
Maybe I'm just calling out Jordan Spieth to get his game right or something.
There you go.
Come on.
Call the golf gods now?
I'm calling up Jordan Spieth.
All right. Chris, it's your time.
Oh, man. Okay.
Let me get you some music
This
here.
Name has been way overheard in all sports talk for the past month. I'm sure this particular subject has been overheard the past 2 days, but LaVar Ball.
Oh, goodness. We've talked enough about him on this show.
Making the comment, and let me see.
Now, be careful here.
Yep. Okay. This is a exact quote from LaVar Ball. He told this to the DailyBulletin.com on Thursday. Realistically, you can't win no championship with three white guys because the foot speed is too slow.
He probably said it just like
slow.
That, too.
No, that's exactly how they
like
have
that.
That's how they have
you can't
it
win no championship you with no white no guys on no team.
Okay, so here's a little bit of what I have to say on this. So your son plays for UCLA. Great. Lonzo, I don't really have a problem with him, okay? But when the three white guys that you're alluding to,
three and a half.
Bryce Alford,
TJ Leaf,
Thomas Welsh.
And two of them averaged higher than, two of them scored more points than Ball. Somebody
exactly.
said that, yeah.
For the combined game against Kentucky, those three had 39 points combined. Lonzo Ball had 10. Okay, you have Kentucky's De'Aaron Fox, who scored 39 points
roasted
against UCLA.
Him. Roasted him.
34 of those points were scored against Lonzo Ball himself. Lonzo Ball is known for his assist numbers. Without those three white guys playing down low, you're not going to have those assist numbers. So instead of LeVar talking about other people, yeah, okay, look, you care for your kids or whatever. No, I don't buy that. If you're going to bash somebody else's kids for a performance, when your son did worse, he was what? I think fourth or fifth in that game as far as stats go on for UCLA.
He had 10 points in the
10
game.
10 points. 10 points in that game, and you're supposed to be like the field general for this team. I don't buy it. LeVar, you need to shut up. You're ruining your kid's career. And I mean,
actually, I would argue with that. I don't think he's ruining his career. He's getting more exposure. He's actually making money off of opening his mouth.
But who's gonna wanna draft somebody if every time something happens, their dad's gonna go and run their mouth to the media?
Hopefully nobody.
I know
hopefully
that if
nobody.
I was a general manager.
Unfortunately somebody's going to, but hopefully
yeah,
nobody.
If I was a general manager, I wouldn't draft Lonzo if every time that the team screwed up, you're going to have Lamar Ball on ESPN running his mouth, I wouldn't hire the kid, or I wouldn't draft the kid. So he's ruining his, he's possibly ruining his child's career.
I do like the point you make about the helping hands of that team. You don't go bashing guys that get the ball to your son, especially if you're supposed to be the field general, like you said. So you might have a big star. I've interviewed a whole lot of athletes over the last 3 years, and when you talk to the big stars on the team, there are a lot of them here at Liberty that you talk to and you say, you know, you just scored that hat trick. You just scored that goal. You just went out there and scored 35 points. You just made a touchdown. You know, where does all that come from? And they say, oh, I got to credit the person who gave me the assist. I got to credit the person who threw me the ball. LeVar Ball and Lonzo Ball are not doing that right now.
No.
And if there's nobody there to hand you the ball, you can go do it all yourself. Sure, try to do that. See if it works out for you. And if it does, more power to you.
I mean, we saw what happened against Kentucky.
But that's not going to fly in the NBA. It's not going to fly in the NBA.
No, it's not.
It's not. Right?
LeVar just needs to stop.
It won't, for
sit
sure,
down.
No.
All right.
You averaged 1 point
Thomas,
more
thoughts on
assist
this?
A game.
Anybody?
See, I don't think it's ruining ruining Lonzo Ball's chances at all, though. I don't think that Lonzo Ball is going to be hurt in the draft because of what his dad says. It's his talent.
I hope he is, but he's not.
He's not. No, because this kid's worth it. This kid is a game changer. This kid is going to be
he's the best
legit,
player in the draft.
He's going to be a legit NBA player, a legit NBA starter, maybe a star one day. But
he'll be an all-star.
No, but, no GM is not going to draft him because his dad just talks too
much. But everybody says he's going to be a legit star. But we see in locker rooms all the time when players have so much beef because one player thinks he's the man and he's not giving credit to any other player out
that
there.
That would be him.
So what's going to be the team
no.
consistency?
That's his dad, though.
Lonzo
him himself
been.
Is not like that. He's a very low-key, he's a nice guy. He's a quiet kind of guy.